Well, I'm Lindsay.
I'm Ilhan.
I'm Van.
Okay. So, what type of music should we talk about first?
How about the early 2000s?
Okay.
So our audience can be familiar with it.
Okay. So how should we start this?
How early 2000s were different?
Yeah, like 90s to early 2000s.
We can talk about how the video format music? Video is has a different vibe to it. You know, it's not so HD unlike today.
True.
Yeah.
And it's not really bevel.
Yeah, not as modern because it was back then. Yeah. And
talk about like how the sounds are different.
Mm-hmm.
True. Like what instruments they use in there.
Yeah. Unlike today, they use most of the time dubstep or or remix.
Yeah.
And we can also talk about their style, their kind of clothing.
Yeah, I was gonna say
I
that.
Really noticed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like back then. It's more. How should we put this?
Like.
I feel like back then it's more like. I don't know.
More what?
More what?
Like they were poor.
Yeah, they were more sexualized back then.
Yeah.
And then. What I noticed also for today's music is how a song has a meaningful, a sexual meaningful behind it.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'll watch a music video from back then and they always like, oh my gosh, like, we wish music was like this again or something like that.
Yeah. And is it awkward when you listen to the music back then and then you start knowing what it means?
Sometimes I don't really search for the meaning.
When I used to like a song back then, but when I listen to it, it's like I didn't know it's about inappropriate stuff.
I know, and you go to the lyrics and then you actually sometimes you don't really know what they're saying and then you actually look up the lyrics and it's not what you thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about a specific singer, specific artist?
Sure.
Like who's?
That's hard.
Like Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
I mean, his music back then, I mean, it was okay.
Yeah. It's kind of pop or R&B. But now he's creating his own style.
Yeah. Really. It's really good, too.
Or what else?
How about Chris Brown?
Yeah, definitely Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
His back then was like, how I don't know how I would describe it.
Yeah.
Like, his type of music was also like R&B and...
Yeah, and he
moved
to hip-hop. And
Now I think today, rap songs are more popular.
Yeah, definitely.
The old ones.
Than the old ones.
Yeah. Like more people listen to the new songs than the.
Mm-hmm.
And
have you guys ever heard any songs that sounded really like sounded the same?
Yeah.
I know, it's kind of like...
Yeah, they did that a lot.
Uh-huh.
Like getting some beats or tone from
similar beats.
Then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then start remixing it and became a hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird and...
I don't know if it's like a coincidence or like, do they actually take someone's... Because sometimes they don't notice it because of their record labels produce their music for them.
Yeah, I think every music video gets that, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
they're comparing it to what they think has it similar to, so.
Yeah.
What else?
What about, do we talk about similarities?
No, not yet. Okay. So what is the similarity between early 2000s and today?
I don't know.
I mean, it's easy, but we just don't know.
Yeah.
How to.
I mean, they kind of sound alike, but not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like today they still make new songs that sound a little bit kind of like 60s or 70s, even today.
Yeah, I guess.
For example, like, do you guys know Teen Beach Movie?
Yeah.
So they have songs there that influence that kind of like 60s. So
yeah,
even though
I remember.
It's new, they made it kind of.
They
kind of
like adapt from it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think the similarity is, like how a song can be. What's this? Interpreted in many ways or in different ways. And what else? And how's did we talk about music videos or
kind of?
Oh yeah, I think we did.
I don't really know what else to say. I wrote more notes.
Yeah. Okay. Wait a minute. You know what, we should have watched music videos first.
Yeah, we should have.
We should have. Oh my god. Oh, how about how some artists back then are not so relevant or not so famous now, right?
Like. Who, for example? I feel like Snoop Dogg was really big back then.
Mm-hmm. Or Sean Kingston.
Yeah, I remember him. Did they stop making music or like?
I think they did. That's what I know. I mean, I think Snoop Dogg still.
Yeah, kind of.
Buying like hard none of their songs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but not so much anymore.
Yeah.
Who was really big back then, too?
Yeah.
Oh, same with Avril Lavigne.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys hear about the theory?
What is it?
It's like she actually died because her grandfather died and she took it really hard and so she like committed suicide and they made like, they had another like version or like a clone of her and they had her, the clone, continue her music. Life and her music is really different now from back then, you know?
Really?
Well, have you heard, I forgot, what it was, I think it's like Hello Kitty or something.
Yeah.
That's,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and like compared to Skater Boy, that's so different.
I mean, every artist
changes.
So,
yeah.
For example, Eminem, you know, he still looks younger. So,
yeah.
Why don't people talk about that? Like, him having a clone. I mean.
Oh, you're right. I think if.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Bieber was also rumored back then. Like, he's just he's really an old guy inside. You know, like he put mask on it.
I heard that he was a reptile, but I don't know. I just watch a lot of theaters, and we talk about a lot of these music artists, and it kind of like I'm just attached. Well, not attached, but
yeah,
really into it. And did you guys hear about Pharrell Williams being a vampire? Because he never aged.
Yeah. Maybe because of, you know.
Genetics, maybe.
Yeah.
Or what he's eating.
Or
he's actually
surgery.
Oh. Plastic surgery? Yeah, I don't know.
It's possible.
I guess, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, Miley Cyrus, how, like, she was so... innocent.
Yeah,
Hannah
yeah,
Montana.
She changed.
Yeah, and she changed like what year? 2013, and then
yeah,
she came back Well, not really. I mean, she's
coming back, like, I don't know.
How she was, I guess. But she's always, like, she's amazing. I really love her. Her music and everything.
Yeah, she really looked different when she changed.
Yeah. Mm. I forgot who I was gonna say. I forgot. Yeah, like how a lot of artists, they're like, they get big and then they do something that ruins them. Mm. You know, like Britney Spears. How what happened to her again? She went like crazy or something.
Yeah, she took a lot of. Drugs.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I don't know the reason why she can't either. Sing no more.
Oh. I know there's a theory that that's not her real voice.
Oh, back then?
Well, how she sings now, I heard that it's not her real voice. Yeah. Like, I don't know. And
yeah, but definitely back then, she's so good. Mm-hmm. If she just didn't do stupid things.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's still making music, right? Mm-hmm. I know she did.
Yeah, she still does.
Yeah.
We can talk. Do you guys know any musicians that died like a few years ago or this
a few
year?
Years ago?
Or yeah.
I mean, a few years ago.
I mean,
Like rappers as well?
Yeah, rappers as well.
Speaking of crazy.
What?
Spikenakis?
I've never heard of that. Yeah, me either.
The one that I will not forget is Christina Grimmie.
Oh, definitely Christina Grimmie. Yeah. I used to listen to her a lot. Well, not a lot, but kind of back then. That was sad.
Yeah.
That was so like unexpected and everything, too.
I admit, that's the only musician that I know that died.
What about Prince?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really listen to him, actually.
Yeah.
But I heard he was a big influence and impact on people.
Yeah, and he was born here in Minnesota. Yeah. So. What else can we... I'm
trying to think who else was really big.
Also, when I noticed in music videos is and from early 2000s, like, the filter is, like, so different. It's kind of, like, bluish and...
Yeah, it's more, like, a lot of colors.
Mm. Yeah. Unlike now, it's, like, everything is HD.
Uh-huh.
It's more... I can't describe the size, you know. Like, it's more rectangular.
Mm-hmm. For the back then, or...?
No, for the today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but for back then, it's...
It's like a square.
Yeah. So they changed the format a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what's like.
So yeah, because it definitely upgraded.
Mm. And for the style
of their
clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like back then, it kind of used to be so baggy for
the girls. Yeah, I was just going to say that.
How about for the girls? What do you know?
Like tank tops and like mom jeans.
Yeah.
Their hair and like pigtails. Mm-hmm. I'm like, imagine like the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Them. Mm.
Yeah, it's like comparing Spice Girls to Fifth Harmony.
I guess. I'm not really a fan of Fifth Harmony. I don't really listen to them. I'm not.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. Like how they dance too.
Yeah.
But I think, didn't we just say that?
No. Yeah. Okay. They're dancing.
Fifth Harmony's dance, like. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a lot of, like, hip moving. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like back then, they're just having fun. But now it's so, like, competitive. And, like...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think.
Especially with, like, a lot of these award shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think back then, there's no technology. So, voting isn't really in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know there were some... Like, you know, the Teen Choice Awards.
Yeah. When? What year is it? This year or last year?
Well, they have it, like, every year. Ever since, like, the 99 or something.
Mm.
I think Britney won, like, a lot of those. I think. I don't really remember.
And like how they have different stuff in their videos, like in the 90s and now.
Yeah, what they have in there, like their props, like their cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. How they drove, like, those old-fashioned cars back then. Yeah. I mean, there are, like, what music video? I think it was, Don't Let Me Down. The car in there, wasn't that, like an older car that they used?
Yeah, I think so.
It was, like, dancing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I never really watched the music video, so.
Yeah. I'd rather listen to it than watch it.
Yeah, music videos, I don't really watch. I mean, sometimes. But I just don't like how, like, they make the music videos so long. Like, just get on with the music.
Yeah.
Some songs they have like storylines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't really look for that. Really.
Yeah, and then some songs can be also like powerful.
Have. Okay. Yeah. Like.
we
have 5 minutes.
Okay, is it like time to go?
You said 5 minutes.
Oh.
For this recording. I know like some songs, there's like, you know, like you said it, a powerful deep meaning when you reverse it, it's something like, like satanic.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
I don't remember what song exactly. Oh, I think one Britney's songs. I think, what is it called? Hit Me Baby One More Time or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like how she's like, I don't remember the theory.
Yeah.
But something, I don't remember.
Yeah, I think every singer, I mean, not every, but some singers are rumored to be part of Illuminati.
The Illuminati. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I talk about that all the time. Like, all the time. Like, how Beyonce is an Illuminati.
Yeah, or Nicki.
Yeah.
Oh, Rihanna.
All of those really big singers.
Yeah, that's why sometimes I'm kind of hesitant to listen.
Yeah, I don't really listen to them.
Yeah, even though I'm in a mood to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Nicki sounds like the same.
As Jay-Z, did you hear that theory? How if you speed up Jay-Z's voice, he sounds exactly like Nicki, how she raps.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and if you slow her down, then she sounds like Jay-Z. I don't know. Yeah, I heard that theory. It was like, wow, when I heard that, I'm like...
Did it creep you out?
Not really, to be honest, because I don't really listen to Jay-Z, so I didn't really care.
Yeah.
But I thought that was kind of, like, I was amazed by it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys hear, so you know how, like, some songs, they, like, Katy Perry's song, Chained to the Rhythm, they said it was about, like, politics or something?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know about that, but, yeah. I feel like songs nowadays have more theories behind it, weird, creepy conspiracy theories than back then.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
How about the singers that leave the band or
the bands?
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't talked about bands really.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it.
Like what bands?
I
don't get how like some bands like for example Maroon 5. Just a disclaimer, I love Maroon 5, but like how Adam Levine is like always like he always sings, you know?
Yeah.
Like the other people don't really sing, so like I don't get why it's a band if he just sings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it like... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it goes.
Well, is it like... Bands, are they like more popular or something? Or
yeah.
I don't know.
Do you guys know Pussycat Dolls?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're a girl group, but only one girl all sing. Like,
really? I thought all of them sang.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe in the chorus part, but like...
I know some of them sing like individually. You know, they make their own music.
Yeah,
too.
But... When they're back and when they're good.
The bell's about to ring.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, we leave at 22. Okay. I forgot what I was gonna say. How Fifth Harmony, there's how that one girl, the one who left,
Camila.
Yeah, how she sings everything. But I know some other girls sing too. But she really, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Do you guys know DNCE?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they're a band too, but do they sing, like, all of them, or?
I don't know. I've only heard one song from them, and it was from, wait, never mind. I thought you were, never mind. I got a different group. Yeah, I know DNC with Joe Jonas, right?
Yeah.
How he sings.
Yeah. I think only, they all sing only if it's chorus.
Yeah.
Or Black Eyed Peas. Where are they now?
Yeah, what happened to that? Oh, crap,
man. I think they said I heard some rumors that they might come back.
Really?
I don't believe that. Like, all of them went solo already.
Yeah. I feel like, well, Fergie, she did kind of went solo back then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But her songs were a hit.
Yeah.
And, like, you guys know Fall Out Boy, right? Like, just one person sing or all of them? Because I'm not really...
I thought one person did.
One person?
Yeah.
Same with, oh, yeah, Panic! At the Disco.
Yeah.
I really like their music. Oh, yeah, how they changed. Do you guys listen to them? Well, Panic! At the Disco?
I don't know that one.
Oh, really? So good. So good. They're a
band.
Are
they still, like...
Yeah, they're still making music. Okay. They... Yeah, I think they started, like, in the early, mid-2000s.
Mm-hmm.
They're still going strong.
Yeah. And then you guys also noticed on YouTube, it's like, every time there's a new music video, people always comment that, let's make this 100 million views before something.
Like, I'm
I'm so annoyed by that. Like, I'm so sick of it.
I know. And, like, how... Oh, go ahead.
Like, how they say subscribe.
Yeah, and, like, how some people comment on the old videos saying, like this, if you're watching in 2017. Do you guys see those comments?
Yeah.
I'm just
so
like,
annoying.
Who cares? You know, it's just music. Talk about the music, you know?
Yeah.
There are all types of spam comments on those music videos. I see a ton of them.
And how they never used to do that in the old...
Like some other comments were like, I forgot. Why do I keep forgetting? I keep forgetting what I was gonna say. I don't know how to put it into words.
Some of them even comment the whole song, like the lyrics.
Yeah, lyrics. That's helpful, actually.
Yeah.
So we, like, when we first listen to it, we know what they're saying. Because some music, well, some songs, you don't really understand. But I like the songs that, like, you can really hear what they're saying. You know?
Yeah. I think, what I noticed in each singer is that they, all of them first started as, like, an innocent image. And then after years and years, they become more sexual. And
They get carried away. Like, a lot of songs about, like... Like, girls' bodies or whatever, and sleeping.
Yeah. I think, like, this generation needs more powerful music.
Yeah, this generation is really, really crazy.
Yeah.
You know how, like, girls change?
Oh, yeah, how was Rihanna back then, too? Like, she was, like, her type of music. What was her type of music?
Like, I think it's also kind of R&B.
Yeah. And, like, how her music was, like, innocent. And now it's, like, I mean, it's still good, but...
How about when, like, songs doesn't have really have a lot of cursing words, you know? Like, bad words.
Well, I mean, early 2000s, they had some, but not a lot now.
Unlike now.
Yeah. Especially, like, rap music.
Mm-hmm.
feel like people listen to rap music more than like, no, like the hip hop music.
Yeah, they even sing it sometimes.
Yeah.
At the hallway, every time I walk.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel like today they appreciate rap songs more.
Yeah.
It's definitely more popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this morning I was on the bus and I like my bus driver, he had like old music playing and like I was listening to my own music and I was like listening to modern music. I'm like, wow, this is so different. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like you know how like some songs they brought it back? Like that Running Man challenge, how they used that old song.
Yeah.
Yeah, how they like adapted from that. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. Like a lot of challenges.
They've turned to challenges from like old songs.
Yeah, like they use old songs nowadays.
And make into like remixes.
Yeah.
Like you guys know the app Musical.ly?
Yeah.
Yeah, how they like remix that and use that on that app.
And today I think I noticed that some remix the music. Like, for example, Beauty and the Beast by Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They, like, did a whole, like, another version or something.
But lots of people hate it because they said it's not close
original.
It's not close to, like, the original.
Yeah. Who sung the original?
Celine Dion and I don't know the other.
Oh, I know there's a... Didn't Jordan Sparks sung one, too? Or is that a cover? Yeah, Jordan Sparks was pretty big back then, too.
Yeah.
With Chris Brown.
Yeah. Does he make songs now?
Who?
The one you talked
about. Jordan Sparks?
Yeah.
I think not.
I don't think
anymore.
She does anymore. I don't know what happened to her.
Yeah, that's the struggle of being in the music industry. It's like, you don't know how long you will last.
Yeah.
Based on your popularity.
Yeah. Like, Bruno Mars is still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
He was really big back then. Still now.
He's a good example. Like, his songs is kind of like bringing the old type of music.
Yeah, his is like really like...
Yeah.
Like, it looks jazzy almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But his old songs are, like, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, his songs are good now, too, but...
Yeah.
I think I prefer the ones back then.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still really good. His voice is really good.
Yeah.
And what about... I'm not really familiar with Lana Del Rey, but...
Oh, Lana Del Rey.
I'm kind of weirded out by her.
Really? I mean, I'm not really a big fan of her, but I do listen to... I used to listen to her a few years ago.
Mm.
Her music is, like, really deep.
Yeah. And
really deep.
Kind of have some classic vibe in.
Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah. Do you guys know Melanie Martinez?
Yeah.
Her music is so deep, but it's, like, also creepy, but it's so good. I love her music so much.
Yeah.
She's really good, but... Yeah. I don't know, some people are creeped out by it, but they don't understand. Because where she came from.
Yeah.
But her music is, like, really different, and I really like that.
Yeah.
Do you guys experience, like, when you listen to a song and then just, like, one word, it relates to you already? Like, from the beginning?
Yeah. I'm trying to find an example.
Yeah.
Like, what song relates to you guys the most?
I'm gonna say for me right now is the song "Is It Stressed Out," you know.
By 21 Pilots.
How we're young back then and not worrying about our future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that. That song really relates to me a lot, you know, because I really miss being younger back then. So.
Yeah.
How about you guys? Do you guys have any?
Song that released.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. I felt like one did, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I think today band
bands, boy bands, girl bands, they're like breaking up. You know how One Direction split up, making their own music, but it's really good. And like the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Mm.
got 7 more minutes. So.
We're at 31 minutes. Okay. Yeah.
So are we gonna time to go? It's time to say goodbye now.
Should we? Did we cover up everything?
I think
almost?
So. We have a lot of topics.
Yeah, we kind of like.
Yeah.
You
guys can
more.
Just cut it. Well.
Do we say bye?
Say bye. Okay. No, we're gonna say. And that's for our.
That's it for our podcast
for today. Hope you like it.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Until next time.
All right. Peace.